Putting Oil on the Fire, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Dr. Sylvie Charlebois is Senior Director of the Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
The food inflation rate is still outpacing the general inflation rate in this country. People are still noticing higher prices at the grocery store and at the restaurant. Last December, Canada's food price report on food inflation, we were predicting the food inflation rate to be at 7% by the time we're done with 2022. And that's pretty much what we're aiming for still.
That may be what they're aiming at, but Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau's got a plan to reduce fertilizer use in the name of climate change. And demonstrators recently turned out after he said he is forging ahead with a plan to cut nitrogen emissions by 30%. Farmers say that cannot be done without reducing fertilizer use. Provincial ag ministers are expressing frustration, saying the world is looking to Canada to increase production amid a global shortage. The Trudeau government demands a reduction in emissions, which farmers say will mean less food being produced at a dire time. And here's a prediction which isn't dire. Less food production means shortages, which in turn mean price hikes. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.